the time, and the work. Every believer will be a worker. God is testing the devotion of His churches and their willingness to render obedience to the Spirit's guidance. The standard of righteousness is to be exalted. The Spirit of God is moving upon men's hearts, and those who respond to its influence will become lights in the world. Everywhere they are seen going forth to communicate to others the light they have received, as they did after the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. As they let their light shine, they receive more and more of the Spirit's power. None should wait in idle expectancy for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is given for service. As church members go forth at God's bidding, the Holy Spirit comes to give efficiency and power. Every truly converted soul will be intensely desirous to bring others from the darkness of error into the marvelous light of the righteousness of Christ. The great outpouring of the Spirit of God, which lightens the whole earth with His glory, will not come until we have an enlightened people who know by experience what it means to be laborers together with God. When we have entire, wholehearted consecration to the service of Christ, God will recognize the fact by an outpouring of His Spirit without measure. But this will not be while the largest portion of the church are not laborers together with God. Review and Herald. When the churches become living, working churches, then the Holy Spirit will be given in answer to their sincere requests. Then the windows of heaven will be open for the showers of the latter rain. When the reproach of indolence and slothfulness shall have been wiped away from the church, the Spirit of the Lord will be graciously manifested. Divine power will be revealed. The church will see the providential working of the Lord of hosts.